You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Mailbag time?
Mailbag. All right, first question we have, it says, people are so nice.
Oh, by the way, cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com. You can do socials, that's fine. But if you want a direct pipeline to the desk of James Anthony Costa,
I get him on my phone.
cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com.
First one says, stop the hockey betting. Did you write this in?
No.
This is from Kyle in Oxford. He says, Kenny's been offering hockey bets for the last 3 weeks. I don't think any of them are hit. Now you guys want to present them on the pod. It must be stopped. These hockey bets are doomed. I want to defend Kenny.
Yes.
And I want to defend the picks that we gave earlier this week. They did not hit. I felt like they were well-researched. I felt like we gave people something. They're not always going to hit.
You know why I'm doing it.
Why?
Because people want to bet stuff. Mm-hmm. I will never get on this pod and tell you that I have a super strong take on NHL betting, like baseball. I don't do it. I don't want it. Occasionally. And I will partake in some of Kenny's stuff. Kenny, over the long haul, has done really, really well.
Incredibly well.
He is not in a good couple-week run right now. The other thing he's doing, remember what I said, he's betting money line underdogs only.
Which means
you're going to hit a lower percentage for a higher yield. But I'm not going to defend him. He had a bad week this week.
Well, we gave Sabres. But again, the logic was there. You're playing a team on a back-to-back who'd played overtime three of the last four games. Sabres are a live team, scores a bunch of goals. They didn't win. They weren't supposed to. We got you juiced odds. We threw something out there with some meat behind it. I'm not just scrolling and making picks blindly.
Here's the other thing. You don't have to touch the hockey picks.
Right.
We're just trying to make sure we deliver content for you guys beyond college basketball because right now the NBA is largely unbettable.
Okay, from somebody who is critical to someone who's loving the picks, David in Harper Woods emails us, UAB minus one for the win. Says, hey guys, love the podcast, avid listener for years. The college basketball system, in quotes, seems too good to be true, but you can't argue with the results. You're getting a real read on Vegas. Tonight I saw it perfectly with UAB. Guidelines can't create guarantees.
No.
But you guys are making smart moves and increasing our odds. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Well, you're welcome. And again, it won't continue. Like, it won't sustain. It can't sustain. But get it while the bread's hot, I guess. But yeah, when that board comes out, Cookies and I get the binoculars out, and we're just beep, 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 rat fuck line. There we go. You just go with it. But guys, there's going to be a period where, like, yeah, I probably lose three in a row or something. Welcome to doing this. But I'm doing the best I can for you, and I'm happy that I've developed something that makes the senseless sensible.
Question for Mike. This is from Tony. He says, hey, guys, love the show. I don't bet myself, but I like the insights. And in the spirit of getting to know Mike from Christmas, I had a question.
Mm.
Mike, I've been listening to you for about 15 years. I'm well aware of who you're a fan of.
Yeah.
Most of your teams make sense, except one.
Yeah.
You know where this is going.
Celtics?
Why are you a Celtics fan?
All right. So look at a map. And the capital region, where Albany is where I grew up. It is right on the Massachusetts border. So as a kid, and I know this is where you're really old, you had a TV box and you had a cable system. Well, in Albany, you got Boston TV channels and New York ones. So you'd get WPIX in New York. You'd get TV 38 in Boston. Celtics games. The other angle, my father was a Celtics fan. My grandfather was a Celtics fan. And I also grew up in the height of Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish. So it was kind of just how it had to be. Now, if my dad and my grandpa weren't Celtics fans, I probably would have ended up a Knicks fan. But that's the one outlier. It's Giants, Yankees, Islanders, Celtics, and obviously Michigan State, where I went to school. That's it. But yeah, as a kid, you'd get Tommy Heinsohn and Bob Cousy on TV 38 calling Celtics games. And it was a big thing. And you got to remember, Jim, every Sunday, the NBA on NBC, mm-hmm. Round Ball Rock, shout out John Tesh. Celtics were on all the time. You know, Chuck Person, Reggie Miller, and the Pacers taking on Larry the later years at the Garden. Get involved. So, yeah, that's the one. That's the explanation.
Last one. This is from Nate in the Mitten. Would you rather have Burrow or Mahomes for the next 5 years?
It's really impossible to not say Mahomes. Look, for all that Joe Burrow has done, let's be clear about something. They don't score a lot of points. All these playoff games, they don't score a lot of points. And Burrow, look, had the ball twice, fourth quarter, chance to win that game, punt and a pick. Last year, I thought the Super Bowl was infinitely winnable. Didn't get it done. He's a great quarterback. He's a great player. I love the kid. I root for him. He doesn't have an annoying wife. He doesn't have an annoying brother. He doesn't have an annoying father. All things Mahomes does have. But Patrick Mahomes is just that dude. On one leg, no running game, all of his receivers dying on the field, and he still outdueled Burrow and outplayed Burrow and made the plays that need to be made. He's just that guy. I would take Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a debate. It's Pat Mahomes. Super creative, ad lib, make stuff happen.
More mobile, more bigger mobile. Arm.
Yep.
And has won a Super Bowl. So, like, I got to stick to it.
And you're right with Burrow. I don't want to pile on.
No.
His line hasn't been very good, but they don't win a lot of shootouts.
No.
He played great at the end of this season. Great down the stretch for them. But part of the reason they went to the Super Bowl last year is the Bengals got a goal line stop on defense, and they got a takeaway in overtime, and,
yeah.
he set up a field goal. It's not like he led the touchdown drive. There is a gap between Mahomes and Burrow.
Hey, here's the other thing, guys. They should have lost to the Ravens. I know shoulda, coulda, woulda, but let's be clear about something. They got a 100-yard fumble return for a touchdown on a QB sneak. If Huntley doesn't fumble that ball and gets in the end zone, I'm pretty comfortable telling you the Bengals lose.